Hey, have you seen Real Science Radio's video, Evidence Against the Big Bang? It's available on DVD, Blu-ray, or download. I think you will love it. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. Over the last 25 years, Real Science Radio's science predictions have had an uncanny way of coming true. Now with this video, Evidence Against the Big Bang, and Real Science Radio's popular online list of Evidence Against the Big Bang, we invite you to join the 21st century's surprising revolution in cosmology. Our goal is for millions more to be able to answer correctly and with confidence the number one most important question, where do we come from? This video will help us toward that goal as you watch this and enjoy it and loan it to others. When people wonder what evidence exists for the Big Bang, many ask Google, of course, and not surprisingly, when folks search for evidence against the Big Bang, Google sends many of them on over to Real Science Radio and our online list of evidence against the Big Bang. Yet this is surprising. When NASA urges you to trust the theory because of its predictions, folks who Google Big Bang predictions also find Real Science Radio's article ranked number one. This video is available at our website, rsr.org. Just click on the store and browse our science department, or by calling us at 1-800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-8-ENYART, or 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This weekend, the Muslim month of Ramadan, they call it their holy month, ended Saturday evening, and the final score in the Ramadan bombathon that we've been reporting on, there have been 174 attacks in the name of Islam during Ramadan, and 1,595 people killed in the name of Allah. The number of Muslims killed by Islamophobes, there were two attacks and two killed. Now, the number of Muslims killed in the name of any other religion, any religion, is zero. In fact, during the Muslim month of Ramadan, the Ramadan bombathon, the number of any people killed in the name of any other religion is zero. So it's interesting that this weekend, the month of Ramadan came to an end, and today, Monday, June 26th, the U.S. Supreme Court has permitted to go into effect the ban on travel to the United States from six terror-sponsoring and terror-laden countries. So we want to talk about those two things. And also this weekend, the director of Grace Ministries International came to Denver, Colorado, and spoke at our church, Denver Bible Church. What a wonderful time we had with Jeremy Clark and his family, Andrea and the kids. And Jeremy spoke about the challenge of American ministries around the world. And GMI, it's a smaller missions board, but it's the kind of ministry that is supported by the members of Denver Bible Church and even by the listeners of Bob Enyart Live. They put out a statement recently to their missionaries around the world, about 50 missionaries or missionary families, and it stated clearly that GMI, Grace Ministries International, is opposed to homosexuality, that God made us male and female. Not only is homosexual marriage wrong, but homosexuality is a sin. It's wrong. It's perverse. And if you love your neighbor, you will warn them not to participate in homosexual behavior. And also their statement condemned the killing of unborn children and made it clear that as Christians, we must oppose abortion And as the director of GMI, Jeremy Clark shared with our church on Sunday, he was at the pulpit for the service. I am in the pulpit at Denver Bible Church probably 50 Sundays a year, but a couple times a year it's thrilling when we have a speaker come in or one of our elders will preach. Jeremy shared that there was such a relief from their missionaries around the world because there was a concern that, who knows, this mission board might go the way of the church in America and begin to tolerate or affirm homosexuality. I was fascinated because it's more than that the missionaries were concerned that, who knows, maybe this mission board might go the way of the culture. It was, it might go the way of the church. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we keep a list of denominations, Christian leaders, Christian organizations that are going gay. And we call it our superfluous list because it's, for the most part, it's useless because the church itself, the outward church, is moving toward either complete silence on homosexuality, cowering in fear to share what God has said about it, that it is a sin that destroys human beings, or that they tolerate homosexuality, or that they support it as an alternative lifestyle. World Vision, for example, despite their money-driven reversal when they decided to provide benefits to the partners of their homosexual employees, right? That's an aggressive implementation of the homosexual agenda. And so that's by a renowned ministry like World Vision. And there's so many other examples like that. So at Denver Bible Church, the benefits to going to a church that is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ are so extraordinary. You have missionaries come in and you're confident in their biblical worldview, their moral stand. And so they're not ashamed to encourage their missionaries to fight against child killing and oppose abortion, and to warn people about the sinfulness and the wickedness of homosexuality. So if you are in the Denver area and you're looking for a church where your family could be strengthened and your moral foundation is not going to be undermined by a pastor who's afraid to speak out, or a pastor who is beginning to tolerate or in some way support homosexuality, then Denver Bible Church is an option. It is an option if you're here locally. If you're not here locally, then do your best to find a church where folks bring their Bibles on Sunday morning, but also ask the pastor, ask him their position on homosexuality and on child killing and on sending kids to our godless government schools, and so on. Now, if you support missions or missionaries in countries around the world, if that has been something that's on your heart, I'd like to encourage you to check out GMI. Their website is gracem.org. So easy for Grace Ministries. It's Grace Ministries International. Jeremy Clark. We have been friends with Jeremy from the early years of Bob and Yurt Live. My life's work is called The Plot, and there's a Spanish language translation of it called La Trama. It's been an honor over the last, well, going on, 15 years that the Clarks have used La Trama, the Spanish language translation, and the English text itself, The Plot, in their ministries and outreach, teaching an overview of the Bible so that we could better understand the details. So gracem.org, if you would like to support missions abroad, then gracem.org. highly recommend the work of Jeremy and Andrea Clark and then all their missionary families around the world. Now, back to Ramadan and today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling. And I'd also like us to consider the Finsbury Park mosque attack a week ago, where a mentally ill, intoxicated man drove his vehicle intentionally into people leaving a mosque there. And I found it interesting that the media immediately, liberals immediately, government officials immediately referred to it as a terrorist attack because it was some white guy, obvious non-Muslim, targeting Muslims. And I thought that we should be super careful in calling something a terrorist attack, but the media immediately referred to this as a terrorist attack, and it could very well be that it was a terrorist attack. But on our website, kgov.com, we have the best definition of terror. What is terror? Terrorism. And one of the things that terrorism is not is a revenge killing. Revenge killing is not terrorism. So it could very well be that this Finsbury Park attack was a terrorist attack. So let's look into that and figure that out. But revenge killing is a revenge killing. A war crime is a war crime. Arson is arson. Mass murder is mass murder. Right? Genocide is genocide. What is terrorism? So it's important to know what terrorism is. If we're going to fight it, obviously, we need to know what it is. So first, with the totals, now we have the final score for the Ramadan bombathon, and then we'll go to the U.S. Supreme Court upholding the ban on travel to the United States from six terror-sponsoring, terror-laden countries. The media claims the ban. They can only say the ban was against Muslim-majority nations. Of course, there are Muslim-majority nations that are not on the ban. And so keeping people out of any country when they're coming from terror-sponsoring in terror-laden countries is wise. The score of 174 attacks in the name of Islam during the month of Ramadan for 2017. It ended Saturday evening over the weekend, their so-called holy month of Ramadan. 174 attacks in 29 countries around the world, 1,595 people killed, murdered by Muslim terrorists. The number of Muslims killed during the same period by Islamophobes, two. There were two attacks and two people killed. One, that Finsbury Park Mosque attack. The number of people killed in the name of all other religions other than Islam, the number is zero. Zero attacks and zero people killed in the name of all other religions. So in the name of Islam, 174 attacks during the month. Now a month still has about 30 days in it, right? So 174 attacks in 1 month. That is over six attacks and 50 people killed per day. You got that? Every day, six attacks in the name of Islam and over 50 people murdered in the name of Allah. There were people who were beheaded for not knowing the Quran. Children machine gunned for being Christian. Just go to our website, kgov.com/terror. And on that page, at the very top, we have the link to this incredible database of the Muslim terrorist attacks since 9/11. There have been more than 30,000 deadly Muslim attacks. The website that maintains this database is thereligionofpeace.com. So at thereligionofpeace.com, you'll find the database. And in fact, I said there were over 30,000. With these murders during Ramadan, we've been watching the clock tick, and it's now exceeded 31,000 lethal terrorist attacks in the name of Allah since 9/11. 31,000. Just devastating. So when the media finds out that a non-Muslim rammed his vehicle into Muslims leaving a mosque late at night, and they immediately call it a terrorist attack, immediately, it shows their bias again toward Islam. And this is the religion that in many countries, they would be at risk of not only arrest, but at risk of even being beheaded, being killed. And the love affair that the left has with Islam, it is fascinating to watch. And we understand the reason, because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. And Islam hates Christians and Jews. And Christians and Jews are the people of the book, the people of the Bible. And so the left, they hate Christians. They hate Jesus Christ. So their hatred of Christians tops most any other concern that they have. Actually, their hatred of Jesus Christ. Jesus said, they will hate you. They hate me, so they'll hate you. So the left's hatred of Christ motivates them to have an affinity toward others who hate Christ. And of course, Muslims will say, because they want to seduce you into their false religion, Muhammad was a false prophet and Allah is no God. And so they'll say that Jesus Christ was a prophet. And they try to seduce you in that way. But Jesus Christ claimed that we had to love him more than we love our own family. Jesus Christ put himself at the center of his message. Jesus Christ said that the only way to the Father is by him. Jesus Christ rose from the dead, and by his resurrection, we could be saved, and Muslims deny the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So whatever their outward statements about Christ, you look at their hatred of the Jews and the eagerness of not all Muslims, but many tens of millions to bring violent jihad to Christians and Jews and infidels, which, by the way, to them, a Christian is an infidel. You understand that Muslims by the tens of millions hate Christians about the same as the left hates Christians. So the enemy of my enemy is my friend, and that's why our culture, the media, our universities, many secular religious leaders have such an affinity for Islam. They say that Islam is tolerant, and how many synagogues are in Mecca? How many churches are in the entire country of Saudi Arabia? The answer is zero, of course. They say that Islam is a religion of peace. Well, in six Islamic countries, they have laws that call for the death penalty for a Muslim who converts to Christianity or some other religion. So how is that a religion of peace? And of course, the primary victims of Islamic terror are Muslims, of course. So, here's our definition of terror, and let's figure out if the mosque attack in London, if that was a terrorist attack, and it very well may have been, but the media's knee-jerk reaction to call it a terrorist attack shows their bigotry against non-Muslims, which is bizarre. But here's the definition. Terrorism is violent crime committed to influence public policy. So that's what terrorism is. Perfectly good words exist to describe other heinous acts like murder, right? Not every murder is terrorism. Murder, genocide, unjust war, revenge killing, arson, mass murder, bombing, war crime, monstrous. Terrorism is not workplace violence. It is not unjust domestic or foreign war waged by nations. Terror is not a family murder-suicide, nor revenge against a boss, a school, or whomever. Regardless of the weapons used, the amount of terror inflicted, or the number of victims, terror is none of those things. Such unjust and criminal behavior, yeah, it terrorizes people, but only with the aim of influencing public policy does such behavior committed by an individual or group qualify as terrorism. There is state-sponsored terrorism, but terrorism is a violent crime committed to influence public policy. That is terrorism. So that a revenge killing by this man in London who's mentally ill, who's tried to commit suicide over the recent weeks, and if he's fed up with Muslim terrorist attacks and he commits a revenge killing, that's not terrorism. That's called the revenge killing. Now, in this case, it could very well be that it is terrorism. For example, he opposed a pro-Palestinian march in London, and it could very well be that he was trying to use his violence to influence public policy. That could be. And that's something that would come out later as we look into the crime. And if it's terrorism, then so be it. But when someone is shouting Allahu Akbar, like in Germany, remember in Munich, Ali Sonbali, right? And the New York Times and the government in Germany and the BBC, they all reported that he had no connections to Islamic terror. Do you remember that just recently? Well, there are five things to remember about Ali Sonbali. One, he shouted Allahu Akbar as he began murdering children. That's number one. Number two, he shouted Allahu Akbar as he began murdering children. That's number two. And number three, four, and five, they're all the same. He shouted Allahu Akbar as he began murdering children. So we know immediately this is violent jihad. The connection to terror is explicit in the act. The same thing happened here in the U.S. in Minnesota. Remember that? The Muslim mall terrorist? The alleged journalist over at CBS in Minnesota, they said they were unsure. They reported that they were unsure about the motive of this guy, Dahir Aden. But here's what we do know from his killing declaration, that he mentioned Allah as he tried to kill only non-Muslims. So he mentions Allah as he's killing non-Muslims. And so you've heard of a dying declaration with which the courts acknowledge. When someone's dying and they make a statement, it's typically able to get past some hearsay rule that would prevent it from entering into evidence in a case. So a dying declaration is one thing. But now we have the killing declaration that Islam has made popular, the killing declaration where terrorists, when they murder their victims, they are crying out Allahu Akbar. And so that's a killing declaration that tells you almost immediately, it tells you the motivation for the crime. So the Ramadan Bombathon is now over for 2017 with 174 lethal attacks in the name of Islam, 0 lethal attacks in the name of all other religions combined, and therefore, of course, 0 people killed in the name of all other religions combined. As far as has been widely reported and known to the researchers at thereligionofpeace.com who maintain the database. But during the month of Ramadan, 1,595 people murdered, over 50 people per day. So that's the Ramadan results. Then we have today, Monday, June 26, 2017, the Supreme Court upholding the government's ban on travel from six terror-sponsoring and terror-laden nations from Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. And so this is good news for the security of people who live here in America, that there is a ban. The U.S. Supreme Court said if, you know, someone is a husband or a wife, then the ban would not necessarily keep them out. But the ban effectively will be in force by, I think it is Thursday. There were other aspects of the ban that the court said they will hear in full in the fall. And so we'll see what happens with that. But it is interesting that the media cannot report on this news without referring to this as a ban on Muslim-majority countries. And of course, Indonesia is not in here. It's the most Muslim populous nation in the world. Saudi Arabia is not in here. There are plenty of Muslim nations that are not listed in here. These are nations, in fact, that the Obama administration recognized as bringing with them an especially severe threat of terrorism. So the ban is wise, the ban is fine from a biblical worldview, and that's what we should judge public policy questions on, a biblical worldview. And from a biblical worldview, there is no obligation to admit people into your country if they're coming from a country that wants to kill you. During wars throughout our history, we have, I mean, not with the Jews in World War II, when the Jews were experiencing horrific persecution from Germany, and we did all we could to keep them out of America when they were truly victims. But we have allowed refugees from nations around the world, but typically they're not coming here to kill us. That's the difference. Hey, KGov.com, may God bless you.
You are invited to join us this Sunday morning at Denver Bible Church to worship God and study His Word. At 9:30, Pastor Bob Enyart's verse-by-verse Bible study will help you to gain new understanding of God's Word. The Bible study is followed by a time of fellowship at 10:30, then join our worship team in praise and worship of our Creator God at 10:50, followed by Pastor Enyart's sermon. Join us this Sunday at Denver Bible Church. And bring your Bible.
Hello, I'm Josh Craddock, and at 14 years old, I'm a little partial to Bob Enyart's manuscript, The Plot, since I helped with The Plot Boys, a series of audio Bible studies for junior high and high school students like me who want to dig deeper and better understand the Bible. The Plot is an overview of the entire Bible, because once you understand the overview of the Bible, then you have the key to understanding its details. And that's what makes the entire Bible fun to read. So please order your copy of The Plot today. Call 1-800-836-9222. That's 1-800-836-9278. Or go to kgov.com. That's kgov.com. And remember, your support, both prayerfully and financially, keeps Bob Enyart live on the air. Thank you.